And this is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
And good afternoon, this is Michael Goodrich from the Yarranges Council. If you're just tuning in, welcome to Yarra Valley FM. If you haven't, I hope you enjoyed Neil's program. I was on the way out here listening, and really nice hearing Cat Stevens. It was actually one of my first records I ever bought, so it was so nice.
Yes, got some good memories as Cat Stevens.
So today's program, really exciting. I get to talk about libraries with Donna Haycroft from Eastern Region Libraries.
Hi, how you going?
Hello. And then a bit at the end was talk to Sarah Bond. She's from our council around sustainability and talking about the River Two Bays program as well. So,
That sounds like that should be a really interesting program.
Yeah, it's amazing what's happening there, that sustainability area. But Dawn and I were chatting outside, talking about libraries, and we all got very passionate about libraries.
We did, yes. Yeah. And we're just talking about our earliest memories, and probably I was just saying my earliest memories was when I was started to get to a teenager, and I went down to what was then the Knox Library. I lived in Lower Fentry Gully, yes. And I'd wander down there, just getting a little bit of wandering out of the house on my own, exploring a bit. And I can remember wandering down and, checking out the library, probably about 13 or so, 14 maybe.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think my early memories too are similar. I grew up in Darwin, and so...
Wow, that would have been...
Yes.
Yeah, well, and there was a library?
Yes, there was libraries, and there was buses. We had roads and traffic lights, no crocodiles in the street.
No? Oh, that was a bonus.
But similar age, I remember I would finish primary school after school, and I'd walk down to catch my bus home, and I'd have a gap for half an hour, 40 minutes. Maybe I stretch a bit longer if I was enjoying my time.
Yeah, next bus.
And hang out at the library after school every day and just see friends there and a nice place to be and feel
that's
safe.
That's right. It is a nice place for kids to catch up, and
Before internet too, so there's no free Wi-Fi. Yes. That's actually hanging out and talking, and maybe reading a book.
Yeah, but even if it's whatever it is in the library that engages young people, whether it's a comic or a book, it's just anything is a good start. You know, not all kids are right into. Starting with a chapter book.
Yes.
Some of them like a Tintin magazine or a Mad magazine.
Yes.
And that's great.
The graphic novels. Very amazing.
Absolutely. Amazing anything. Artwork. Yeah.
And it's interesting. So then what else other memories I had are thinking after that was, in high school, you just hang out at the libraries after school. And it's just one of those places where it's that third place.
Yeah.
Where you feel like it's in the community, you feel welcome and safe.
That's,
and hang out there.
Yes.
The staff there are really lovely.
Yes.
And you just... feel safe and feel like you belong.
Yeah. And for me too, once I got to high school, I was actually sort of like a library monitor. So I had a very close connection with the library through high school.
Yes. And it's still at Knox?
I went to Mitcham High School.
Uh-huh.
So, so the library there. And years and years later, a lady came in when I was driving the mobile library, and she was one of the teachers.
Yeah.
So she'd only really just come out of doing her, I think she did a library technician diploma. And and I saw her. She came down to the mobile and we had a bit of a chat.
Oh,
she was retired then. So,
Oh, wow.
But, I'd probably say that libraries were a very important part of my growing up.
Yes.
And then hence here I am. I just had a bit of a milestone last week. I've worked at Eastern Region for 30 years.
Incredible.
It is,
many stories to tell, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And a few
and it changes in libraries so
absolutely,
much.
Absolutely, yes. When I started, it was light pens and
the Dewey system still was running.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, we still have a Dewey system, yeah.
I thought it is. Changing.
We do have different areas, and we have changed it, but within those areas, so like cooking and or travel and history, it is still the Dewey system. So within those areas, but we thought it was because not everyone grows up with the Dewey system, so it's a bit more user friendly, a bit more relaxed.
Yes.
For people who travel, great. Let's
travel category.
Yes.
Yep. And then
instead of 914, what's a 914? But but it is still we still use the Dewey system. The books are still cataloged.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So
talking about like our experiences of young people. Like being in libraries, but in Yarra Junction, there's a hangout space for young people on a Monday afternoon, and they actually started through the libraries. So we're talking to the librarians at the Yarra Junction Library, saying there's lots of young people hang out here after school. And they're like, oh, great. So our youth staff at council said, well, maybe we can start a bit of a youth hangout. So they start the library and they moved across to the family centre.
Yes.
And that's still going now, really strong.
Oh, that's great.
And the same thing was about 15, 20 young people hanging out there after school, in between catching a bus and getting picked up from their parents or waiting for their sports
to
play.
That's right.
So and it hasn't changed. That space is a, you know,
yeah, and it's a friend. And the kids can maybe make friends with other people who, although they might not actually go to school with them, they can make friends with people who live in the same community and have similar interests.
Yes.
So they might find that they're on the same footy team or netball team or something, but they don't go to the same school.
And that's exactly what happens in your junction, where they have probably four or five different schools represented by the young people.
Yeah.
So you get to actually mingle and make friends outside of their school. And that's always really nice, because at school sometimes you have a particular persona you might have at school. When if you get hang with other people, you can be someone else, or you can be the person you feel you really are and not have to try and have that same persona.
Because there's the local high school, but I imagine a lot of children from in these outlying areas go maybe to the Catholic school, down the line, you know, to private schools or just different. I think a lot of them go to Lilydale.
Yes,
and the Catholic school, and then maybe Billinook or Yarra. Oh, what's that? Nice private school.
I'm not sure.
Yarra Valley.
Yes.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. So I imagine that the and that would be part of living, you know, sort of just out of town a little bit.
That's a nice thing about the libraries too. You can connect with your local community.
Yes.
That's where we can gather together and see all these different generations. People come from different spaces. They can mingle at one place and all feel like they have a sense of belonging.
Yeah.
Which is really lovely.
It is, But so that would be interesting for you too, because that would be something that you would remember from your childhood.
Yes, I do. Yeah. I hang out with other kids from different schools. I wouldn't see, and I see them after school.
That's right.
For 15, 20 minutes. We have this friendship outside of your school, outside of your sport, which is really lovely and special.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is experience in the library, which is amazing.
And I've done some very interesting things.
Yeah.
As I was saying, I used to drive the mobile up here. I was only the casual driver.
Yes.
I wasn't the regular driver, but went out to Powell Town and East Warburton probably for about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there'd be a few up here who might remember me. But and more recently, I've coordinated the home library service.
Mm-hmm.
So this runs throughout the region.
Yeah.
And it's to help people who maybe who are elderly now and can't drive to the library.
Mm-hmm.
So a volunteer is provided to take the books that they'd like to read, and whether it's books or magazines, DVDs, and deliver them. So it's usually a service that happens once a month.
Yes.
And again, that's a really lovely thing for not only for the person receiving the books, but also for the volunteer. So it's a nice connection that happens between
that's
those.
That's a social connection as well. Yes. Which is so important for libraries.
And it doesn't always have to be that you're ageing and can't drive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just recently I've had two or three people, older people, not, you know, still working. We'll just be very careful about that older word. But they've had an accident. They've, you know, broken an arm or a leg or something, and they're housebound.
Mm.
But they just need a few books for a few months until they're back on their feet.
Yep, until the next
And so that, the library's happy to provide that service as well.
Yep. So, Donna, you're celebrating 30 years.
30 years, yes, last week.
It's incredible, the library's there. I'm wondering, what was it like 30 years ago for your library and then today's libraries? How are they different and how are they the same?
Well, it's funny. Obviously, in those days, there wasn't, well, if there was the internet, people didn't have it.
Mm.
It was sort of a bit, well, it just wasn't available like it is today.
Mm.
And, you know, families used to come in after school and borrow books to do school projects.
Yes.
And, you know, we've always had story time for the littlies. So that was, and we used to often have like a school, after school program as well.
Yes.
School holiday activities. And I suppose we all wondered how things would change and whether people would come. I mean, there was all that talk about when you could get e-books when they were so readily available.
Yes.
But people still do come in, and I think there's been a resurgence of, you know, I'd really like a real book.
I like to hold something.
I want to hold something. I want to
smell it. And
I want to snuggle up on the couch with a fire going and, you know, have a cup of tea, glass of wine, whatever.
Yeah.
And as with the kids, it's been interesting. The kids still come. There's, you know, parents still bring kids to borrow books.
Mm.
Probably not so much the non-fiction, you know, I'm doing a project on Brazil or something, because they get that information from the internet. But they still come in for the fiction, you know, to hold the book, you know, because mum still remembers and mum likes to bring them to the library. But also Eastern Region runs this terrific program, STEAM events, which is science-based experiments. We have games nights. We have school holiday projects, you know, Lego days. So the kids are still coming to the libraries. We also run a program where we do an outreach to the local primary schools. So that sort of puts the kids in touch with what's available in the community. You know, it doesn't always have to be through school. It can be come on a Saturday and and get something from the library. Lilydale's just started a Saturday story time, which is really great because a lot of mums work now, whether it's full-time, part-time. And it's also great for dads to be able to come. It might be dad who brings the kids.
Well, I was actually at the library this Saturday with my little boy who's almost two.
And
we're there for story time. By chance, I just hang out at the library and, oh, story time's on. And it was fantastic to connect with other people too because families are here together. You see similar faces.
And I think parents work. It's not now the 9 to 5 and, and mum doesn't work or she only works part-time. Often mums and dads both work. And so Saturday story time and some of the branches even have like on school holidays, they'll have an evening one, like bring your teddy and come in your jammies. that sort of thing. So that's it just gives parents that connection that they can come with their child and just do a story time. So as far as, and I think we have more events and we have more events for seniors to connect them with the community and to connect them with the World Wide Web. So come and learn.
You know, support around learning, that's technology.
That continuous learning. So whether it's for littlies or whether it's for older people, it's this continuous learning and there's always something new. Every time you come to the library, there's something new on. There's a new event.
Lots of events happening too, and lots of workshops.
Lots of events and workshops. And also all the libraries run ongoing events, you know, garden club, book club, travel club. So you can come to all these ongoing events and meet and have a relationship like with the other people in the group.
About that connection with community.
And then, oh, let's go and have a coffee afterwards, you know, or go to the cafe or what, you know. So there's so much happening and I just don't think that there's enough people realise what's available at the library and that it's predominantly free.
It is. It's funny how like changing, I guess, that 30 years ago where libraries were more likely that quiet place.
And the
It's the library.
It's the library.
Well, now it's a very active space. And they're obviously designing them now where there's a place where you can be quiet and read and do newspaper.
That's right.
Book. And then there's family areas.
Yes, yeah, so there's somewhere to have a story or play a game. I know we've just purchased this wonderful collection of board games that are borrowable. And we had an event over the school holidays recently at Lilydale. And that was the first
Games Week.
So it was you could come and play the game, but then if you wanted, you could borrow the game. And these, again, these games are really expensive to buy.
They're like $50, $60
and some. So now we have this wonderful collection of games that are borrowable by the community and you can take them home, play them with your family or your friends. Whatever.
It's amazing.
There's
a lot you can borrow from the library now, actually.
But
so years ago, it was for books, but now it's...
Well, books, magazines, I mean, CDs, fiction, CDs.
Audiobooks as well.
See, audiobooks have been around for a long time, but they've been in the dark. People don't know much about audiobooks, but I love an audiobook.
Or cassette tapes are now... downloadable.
Exactly.
Or you still can get them, can't you?
And now you can CDs. Borrow a book from our website, so you can download it to your phone and you can Bluetooth it through your car. You can read it on your phone or on your iPad or on your computer.
It's on my phone.
It's on your phone. And magazines as well. Magazines.
It's all subscription magazines that you can actually...
That cost a lot of money.
And normally you read them and you read them once and they're kind of, most of the time, it's not read again. So if you can borrow it, it just makes so much more sense.
That's right. And take a photo of that recipe.
Yes.
Please don't cut it out. But no, it's there's so much happening and so much available at the library.
And so back to the home service you do.
Yes.
Yeah, so if someone is interested in that, how do they get in contact?
Just contact your local library.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got, if you know someone who you are yourself in need of the service, just give your local library a call and they'll email the team and we'll come out for a visit.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
And so then you can go if you like to request a few books you'd like to bring out. Do they bring a selection? How would that work?
Yeah, so I actually go out and visit and we have a chat about what it is you like to borrow.
Yes.
So, you know, the favourite authors, how many books a month you'd like, whether you want a magazine or a DVD, books, whatever.
Yes.
And so we can pile a profile and then from that profile the girls in the branch will put together a selection of items for you you say that I'll read 10 books a month or in a couple of magazines. So we take notes on all of that and create the profile and then every month we allocate a volunteer and we have a designated date. Like we'll give you the dates for the following 12 months when the volunteer
to come back
will come.
And then the volunteer comes there with some new books. You return
the
old ones.
That's exactly right. And the dates are negotiable between the volunteer and the home library patron.
Yeah, fantastic.
So they,
and it sounds like a great volunteer program as well.
Oh, we do. We have the most, I think I'd like to say we've got the best volunteers ever. The program wouldn't operate without them, and we're very lucky to have them.
So if people are interested in being involved volunteering at the libraries?
Again, pop into the local library because it's just really me and I get around. if you come in and express your interest, the girls will take all your relevant details and they'll email me and I'll give you a call back.
Yeah, great.
And then we have a bit of a chat about what your... Everyone has different expectations and that it's got a...
And capacity of all in your label, how often you can volunteer.
Yes,
and
that's
And that everyone has their own lived experience and skills and knowledge they can share as well, so bring it with you.
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah,
beautiful. Yeah, no, it's a wonderful program and it's been operating long before I came on the scene. So it's been around a long time.
And you have a really interesting story about the Yarra Junction Library.
I do,
And what it used to be before the library was there. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I can't tell you exactly when it happened, but the library, as I was saying, I used to drive the mobile library and my manager at the time was one of the older drivers and it used to be just a mobile library stop. So in those days, the mobile wasn't the flexi van that's getting around today. It was like a semi-trailer, like a Safeway truck.
Yes.
It was huge. You just got on board and... chose your books.
Mobile library.
It was a proper full-on library. And Greg used to, g'day Greg, I'll say how do you do to Greg Bell. So he's a retired fellow living up in Yarra Junction now.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to drive the mobile and that was at a stop just near where the pool is.
Yes.
On the road there. Yes. And then it was so popular and so busy that the council decided to put in a proper library. And you're right with the statistics that come through for Yarra Junction. It's one of our busiest libraries considering the size of the library.
Yeah. And so Eastern Region Libraries, you sort of the far reaching is the upper line is. Yarra Junction
and then down to Roeville.
Yes.
And Ringwood, which is the new Realm
the
Library.
Realm. Yeah.
So that's and all that whole area in between.
Mm-hmm.
Lilydale, Hillsville, but also like Boronia, Bayswater, Belgrave, Knox, Croydon. Yeah, so we have many, many libraries.
Yeah.
And some people think that if you borrow a book from, Yarra Junction, you've got to take it back to Yarra Junction. That's not so. As long as you're returning the book to any eastern regional libraries, we have a courier service that returns the books to where they come from.
Yeah.
A lot of our items are floating, so if it's like a DVD or a fiction, it'll just go on the shelf where you return it. But things like... our non-fiction, they go back to the branch.
Yeah.
Because all the branches have, depending on the demographics and the requirements of that area, we'll have a specialised non-fiction collection for that area.
Yeah.
And we also have like local history and relating
to the area, yeah.
which is fascinating in itself.
It really is.
Yeah.
An amazing thing about having that such a big catchment of Eastern Region Libraries is your catalogue
is huge.
Incredible, huge.
Yes, it
and
is.
So you can go on, if you have a library card, you can go online and the website and log and then
look
at Carrick and then
put an item on hold. And have it delivered to your local library.
Yep. So you can choose, I want it delivered to Yarra Junction or
Hillsborough,
wherever you live, you can get asked to deliver it to your local library.
Yeah, and you can do all that from browsing at home, just go through our catalogue online.
And there's an app as well, you can do it through as well.
Yes. But just our you could spend a day just going through our website, as we were talking before, with the e-books and audiobooks that you can download, and Canopy, which is the movies, and Canopy for Kids, which has the children's movies.
The Canopy is a service that Eastern Region Libraries have a membership for. So if you're a member of the libraries, you can log into Canopy.
That's right. Download the movie.
And you can see there's amazing movies and documentaries. A lot of Australian content too.
Yes.
And a lot of international sort of highly regarded Cannes Film Festival, high quality films.
You've got it in one.
Yeah.
So those movies, and also we have another part of our website, which is called lynda.com.
Yes.
And this is where you can learn everything from playing the ukulele to learning how to do an Excel or do AutoCAD. It's just the content for things to learn, and they're little mini tutorials, and you can sort of like you can do piano like level one and then go up as your experience grows.
Yeah. And it's amazing that this is all for free.
And it's all available.
Go and join your library.
The other thing we have is Mango. So if you are travelling overseas or even just for interest and you want to learn a language, I think we've got some 40 languages that you can do a tutorial again, and it remembers where you are. So if you've done lesson three and you close down, then it'll come back up when you log in. It'll come up back to lesson three.
Yeah, fantastic.
And it's like there'll be a little like little cartoons, and they do a dialogue, and then you say the dialogue, and then you move on to the next.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really
is. It's incredible because all these things you normally have to pay for. So these services and subscription services that you can never. Membership to library, you'd have to go and pay your
monthly just
Babbel. But now,
you know, Babbel costs $50-$100 for 3 months.
Yeah,
where you can learn French for free.
Yeah,
here at Eastern Regional Libraries.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's the thing that a lot of people don't really realise is that the service, there is so much on offer, and it is free.
Yeah, and it's still so much about and still staying connected to your community. You can go to the libraries there and have access to all these things. While still seeing people and making friends and being connected
to
your community.
But even there's so much you can do using our website in your own home.
Yes.
So for people who, you know, maybe don't want to, you know, not everybody wants to get out and communicate with the community, there's so much available at home.
Yeah, and if you need to learn how to use it, you can go in as well and learn.
That's right.
And go back
so
home.
So we can have you can come in and have a one-on-one with one of our online team, and they'll give you, the basics about how to get around our website.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. It's been amazing talking to you.
It's been lovely coming in.
Yes.
Talking about my favourite subject.
Yeah. And welcome back. And next to me, I have Sarah Bond. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good, good. Sarah is from council as well, my co-workers. And you work in the sustainability team.
I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And before the show, we're just talking about what we're passionate about, and obviously when your passion is sustainability. And where did that start for you? When did that start for you?
So that really started for me in high school.
Mm.
I had a friend who was really, really passionate about sustainability, and he actually started developing sustainability programs whilst he was still at school.
Wow.
And I decided to, well, I thought it was fantastic, so I joined him in doing that, and then went to uni and actually did a degree in science and education, and all the way through whilst I was studying, I was still doing these sustainability programs in schools. And
so what kind of programs in the school?
So we would go in and talk about different technologies that they might be developed to solve problems. We'd talk about waste. We'd talk about what's sustainability generally is, because it's quite a big term to break down, and it's got lots of different ideas that come out of it, because you've got the environment, that's one arm, there's also economics, there's also a whole lot of different things that come out of sustainability. So actually talking to them what's involved and what they might be interested in. So those were, some really interesting programs that we did. And obviously we talked about water health and stuff is involved in those programs as well. So it really developed. I started working at Manningham Council doing a youth sustainability role. Yeah. So developed further there, and then just came very naturally onto my main role at Yarra Rangers, which is actually for an alliance of five councils, which is the Eastern Alliance for Sustainable Learning.
Yes.
Which is, it's really great.
Yeah, and these are the Eastern Councils Alliance. Correct?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So there's five councils in that. So Knox, Manningham, Maroondah, Whitehorse and Yarra Rangers. Mm. So I help work with them on sustainability with teachers. So, that's a really interesting work that I do there. And then obviously Rivers to the Bay is a side role, which is just with Yarra Rangers Council.
And I think that this program you're about to talk is really interesting. I think one of the stats is that for the Yarra River, 50% of Yarra River actually is within the Yarra Rangers Council catchment. So think of the Yarra River where it starts up at Yarra Reservoir.
Yep.
All the way down to sea, actually.
Yep.
50% of the Yarra River is within the Yarra Rangers Council. So we have a huge role in making sure we maintain the health and vitality of that water system.
Well, and not just, the Yarra River itself is huge, but all of the tributaries that feed into it from across the whole of the Yarra Ranges is massive.
Yes.
So it's a
huge ecosystem.
Yeah, it's a really huge ecosystem, and it's such a scale that we don't normally think about having an impact on. So it does, the Rivers to the Bay project kind of brings it home to us how much of an impact we can have locally.
Yeah. So tell us more about Rivers to the Bay. What is it? And
good question. Yeah. So Rivers to the Bay is really about looking at the waterway health within Yarra Ranges and trying to improve that from, our source up in Upper Yarra Reservoir down to the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to, so the program does a lot of work with schools, businesses, community groups to try and reduce litter, do litter audits so that we can see what's sort of happening with dropped litter, because unfortunately it happens a lot. But also trying to improve the health of waterways through doing some infrastructure projects.
Mm-hmm.
So reducing runoff and things like that.
Yeah. And so how can people find out more and how can they get involved?
So we've got a lot of information on the Yarra Rangers website. If people go and find the environment tab, there's information there on water for both businesses and community.
Mm-hmm. So if you go onto yarrangers.vic.gov.au and you just search Rivers to Bay?
Rivers to the Bay or waterways, you'll probably be able to find our programs, we have a few things coming up at local festivals. So we're actually supporting the Celebrate Muralbark Festival and the Ecotopia Festival with the whale's tail performances.
Uh-huh.
Which are super exciting. I haven't actually seen them myself. I'm so keen to see them because they were at last year's events, and the reports that I heard back was that it was just phenomenal. So I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, a story of what happens to a few different characters and a whale.
Okay.
And has a lot to do with litter. So, it's really, really interesting. People have to come down and see it.
And I see you got some beautiful flies in front of you. Done some local artist.
Yeah, so I did some work with a community group in Hillsville and a local artist in Hillsville, and we created a booklet, I suppose would be the best word for it, called "Protecting Hillsville's Waterways," which is absolutely stunning. Claire James did some beautiful watercolour map of the Hillsville region.
Yes,
and we're actually looking at developing a similar one for the Warburton region.
Yeah.
So that's currently in process, and we're working again with a local artist to do the watercolour.
Mm-hmm.
But that booklet has a lot of a focus on protecting our waterways and what people can do to do that.
Yeah. So if you do live in the Healesville area and you'd love to get hands on this beautiful piece of artwork and the pamphlet.
The Healesville link
yes.
has copies.
Which is down where the library is, we're just
where,
talking about.
Which is where the library yeah. is. And also Huey have copies. Mm-hmm. So if people want to get in touch with Huey, they can also get a copy from them.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming today.
That's all right.